T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, it's Tuesday afternoon. I mean, it's a nice-looking afternoon, but it's hot. I mean, you don't need the meteorologist or the forecast to tell you it's hot. You just have to walk outside. You know, last night was kind of pleasant. I took a drive up to Beck's on the lake, this place in La Place on Lake Pontchartrain. There was a surprise party for the young singer, Faith Becknell, who I've talked about on the show. I know her and her family. And so I was invited to a surprise birthday party for her yesterday at Beck's, and it was so nice coming back. I saw a bunch of termites in the air, like squirming around lights. But man, put the top down, drove back. It was a very, very pleasant evening. But you know, here we are. We're at a time when it gets hot. Look, it's not going to last forever, and we've got some brutal days ahead of us. We know this. If you are new to New Orleans, I'm sorry to break the news to you, but we've got some brutal days ahead. But we will get through it, and it's going to be cold again at some point. But, you know, let's just relax and enjoy it and embrace it. It's hot in a lot of different places around the country, and we have air conditioning here. Most of us have air conditioning. And that's nice. I do always feel for those of you who are working outside, the mailmen, the mailwomen, the mail deliverers, people like that who are outside, UPS, FedEx, in and out of trucks, in and out of cars. If you're an account executive or you're in sales of some kind, and you've got to constantly get in and out of your car, man, I feel for you as well. I remember the days years ago. When women, all the female account executives, they wore pantyhose. And I mean, some people still do, not many, but I mean, thank God that trend came to an end, right? And I don't know when it actually ended, but I mean, can you imagine being a woman and you're wearing these nylon pantyhose in the heat of the summer and you're getting in and out of your car and the car is like this oven when you get back in it and you're... Anyway, look, pants are enough. So I can only imagine what it would be like to wear pantyhose. Cam Jordan said it's going to take a miracle to beat the Saints as they start OTAs today. You know, I love the confidence. I don't know if I would have put it that way, but I love the confidence of Cam Jordan. And, you know, one of the problems is, you know, once again, we're going into a season with a lot of great expectations, like we did last year. I don't think it's going to be this way this year, but there was a time a couple of years back, and they were still going to the Greenbrier. And we do remember when the Saints, it seemed like they had all the key players, and everything was lined up for the Saints to have a great season. And a lot of anticipation of the Saints getting to the playoffs. Most of the sports experts around the country thought the Saints would get to the playoffs that year. And, I mean, we stunk. I think maybe we went 7-9. But it was not good. So there have been times when we've had this great anticipation. Last year was different, and I think this year is going to be different. Great anticipation for the right reason. We've got the players that, you know, a lot can happen in the course of a year. So let's see what happens. Look, I love Cam Jordan's confidence, but, you know, I don't know if I would have put it that way because, as we all know, you know, miracles can happen. Channel 4, I watched last night. I know Newell's talked about this. I haven't touched on it yet, but I saw the Channel 4 investigative report last night on the Global Wildlife Village across the lake. And I haven't been there in many, many years, and it has grown, and I've just always seen this as this just incredible place where these animals roam wild, and it's a nonprofit, and it's a wonderful part of our state. Well, when it comes to nonprofits, you really have to be careful about how you support or how you feel about a nonprofit, because there are a lot of nonprofits where the CEO, the people who are working for the nonprofit, they're getting rich. And there are a lot of cases like this. Just because something says it's a charity, just because something says it's a nonprofit, don't automatically be willing to give your money. Because a lot of people use, and I'm not a CPA, but a lot of people use the shelter of a nonprofit to reap big benefits and big profits and to escape paying some taxes. And it seems like this investigative report that Channel 4 is doing is yielding some really interesting results. And part two of that is going to be on tonight. And, you know, you got to love these investigative reports that the local stations do. This is the role of the media, to investigate, to uncover things for you and me. And sometimes we don't like it if a politician that we like is investigated and ugly stuff comes out about that politician. We don't like that. We bash the media. But this is what the media does. The media is there to keep an eye on government, to keep an eye on people. And you know, when you think about Channel 4's investigative report down the drain into the Sewage and Water Board, that revealed a lot of really great information. So this is what the media does. So we'll talk a little bit about the global wildlife and the scam that it appears to be. Also, domestic violence is a huge problem in Louisiana, and I'd like to know why. I mean, seriously, why? I mean, have you ever hit your spouse, boyfriend or girlfriend? Have you ever been hit? I mean, what is this about? Why this desire to hurt somebody? And look, I know that we have moments of rage in our lives, but you can't control that. And I'm kind of embarrassed to be living in Louisiana, and this is one of the top states when it comes to domestic violence cases. So we'll talk about that. And more going on with controversial abortion bills. Also, is it getting more difficult to be a man? In the wake of the sexual harassment, sexual abuse cases, high-profile cases that have come up, in the wake of hashtag MeToo, is it harder to be a man? There's a phrase that has become popular that I want to talk about later in the show. And it seems like all men are being judged as guilty of having toxic masculinity. And I don't think that's true. There are a lot of men who are guilty of toxic masculinity, but not everybody. And so I think we've gotten to a point where it's not always easy to define what it means to be a man, what it means to be masculine. So how do you define masculinity? And then what about the reality that many women are attracted to the bad boys? How can you be a bad boy and not be in trouble with society? But if sometimes you're not rebellious, if sometimes you're not, you don't, if sometimes you don't have that element of being the bad boy, and I'm not talking about domestic violence, but if sometimes you don't have that element of being the bad boy, man, women are not going to like you. I mean, am I wrong here? We'll talk more about that a little bit later. For Metairie, Don, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Don.
You have some pretty serious topics going on, and I hate the backtrack. But
oh, it's all right.
I think you took that Cam Jordan quote kind of out of context. I was listening to the sports show yesterday on the way home, mm-hmm. and the way he said it, maybe your producer can replay the actual quote, but he said, you know, the Minnesota miracle 2 years ago was a miracle play that beat us last year. You know, hate to drudge it up, but it was a miracle blown call that beat us. I don't think he specifically said it's going to take a miracle to beat us. I think it was kind of an inference drawn from what he said.
Well, but, I can understand that. I didn't actually hear the quote, but I can understand that perspective on it. That another team is going to. Well, I mean, it still comes down to another team is going to need a miracle to beat the Saints. Again, I love the confidence. I wouldn't have put it that way. But I love Cam Jordan, and I love the confidence, Don. And, you know, you got to feel really great about the Saints going into this season.
Oh, definitely.
All right, Don, I appreciate the call. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. It seems as if in Louisiana we are getting more robocalls than most other states. We're in the top five. And apparently it's because we're so polite. Maybe we're just stupid. You know, we're just so polite, so stupid that go, man, come on. You got a number in Louisiana? Call them. You got the area code in Louisiana? Call them. 337-504-985. Call that number. Somebody's going to answer. I answer many robocalls. I hate them. I hate the people at the other end. But I try not to be rude to them because I guess they're just doing their job. Also this hour, a speaker at a college commencement announced that he was going to pay off the student loans of every graduating student. Wow. I'm Scoot. We'll talk about that when we come back on WWL. It's been all over the news. It's such an extraordinary story. This speaker at a college commencement over the weekend announced that he was going to pay off the student loans of every graduating student. I mean, can you imagine sitting there and you've got $30,000, $100,000, $150,000 in student debt, and you're excited about your graduation, but then you hear at your graduation that somebody's going to pay off that loan. That's what Robert F. Smith did. He's a billionaire investor. He made the announcement during the commencement speech at Morehead College over the weekend. And he recalls a time in his life when a graduation speaker changed his life. And he's paying it forward. In fact, that's what he asked all the students to do. He's paying off their student loans, but he asked them to pay it forward. Can you think of a time that you ever paid something forward? You know, sometimes somebody touches our lives, or sometimes people do stuff for us, and we can't return the specific favor. But there are other things that we can do that maybe are a form of paying it forward, kind of just paying the world back, kind of like the karma, I guess, in a way. Can you think of something that you've done to pay it forward? I mean, I know that I have in some ways in my life. I really, honestly, I can't think of anything specific. But I think this is just such an extraordinary thing. And you know, we really all should look more at the ways that we can pay it forward. And again, sometimes, you know, somebody does something for you specifically and you can't pay them back in that specific way because the opportunity doesn't arise. But there may be something else you can do for somebody else that is essentially what this person did for you. What's a good example of paying it forward? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Robert F. Smith, billionaire investor, makes the announcement during his commencement speech at Morehead College that his family, his business, they're paying off the student loan of every student. They haven't come to a figure yet about what this is going to cost, but it's going to be a lot of money. I mean, I guess it's going to be millions of dollars. And can you imagine how the students feel? I mean, what a fresh start. What a fresh start they're getting, thinking that they're burdened with this incredible loan as they just start their lives in the workplace. And all of a sudden, it's gone. I'm sure there's somebody who would criticize this. But I think this is a wonderful thing, and it's just one of those things that, again, I hope the students realize what happened to them, and I hope they find a way to pay it forward. From Gentilly, Justin, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I'm cramped for time. I want to talk about paying it forward. That's a quick story, but I want to give a little eulogy to Ronnie Burgess because I met him about 10 years ago at the VA hospital, and I was in the coffee shop waiting for my appointment, and I'm mixing my coffee, and this guy walks up next to me. I look to him, and it's Ronnie Burgess right next to him. He's tall. He was taller than me, and I said quietly, I said, I know who you are. I'm a big fan. He said, thank you, and we chatted a few minutes. We went to our appointments, and I'm at the bus stop, and I turn around. He's at the outdoor patio, and he's looking right at me, and he raises his cup to me like a toast.
Oh, nice.
I wave to him. Oh, man, it was a sweet, sweet moment. Excuse me. Sorry. Thus, paying it forward. One morning, the beginning of last school year, I had a mom and a little son buying school supplies. Well, her debit card was turned down. So we had to wait for the manager to come over and turn everything. I said, how much is the stuff? So it was like $23. I said, I'll pay it. So I brought them their stuff. They were so thankful.
Nice.
And I said, pay it forward.
That's great, Justin. Great story. So yeah, let's talk about that. How have you paid it forward? And you know, you might give somebody an idea of something they can do. By the way, I want to correct something. Did I say Morehead College? Okay, it's Morehouse College in Atlanta. Morehouse College, not Morehead College. Apologize for that. So this billionaire is going to pay off the student loan of everybody in the graduating class as he's giving this commencement speech. He makes that announcement. And all he's asking the students to do is pay it forward. Can you think of an example when you paid it forward? I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WFMU. All right, now, can people count on you? We're talking about Robert F. Smith, the billionaire investor who made that announcement during his commencement speech at Morehouse College in Atlanta over the weekend, that his family is paying off the student loan of every one of the students that was graduating. And I just thought this was just such a great, uplifting thing. And the only thing he asks is that the students pay it forward. And so I thought we would talk about paying it forward. Can you think of an example of paying it forward? Here's a text that says, the Morehouse story made my day. It was discussed in my staff meeting at work yesterday, how management and life-altering. How magnanimous and life-altering. Yeah, I mean, indeed. I just thought that was really amazing. But then I have this text. It says, you, meaning me, you're supposed to be this beacon of personal accountability, but you're in favor of these kids being stripped of that responsibility. Yeah, I am. I mean, I am. And maybe that's hypocritical, but I don't care. I mean, I think it's okay when nice things happen to people. I think it's okay when, you know, sometimes if something really nice happens to you, in fact, this is what happened to Robert F. Smith. He was so touched by a graduation speaker that as a graduation speaker, he wanted to do this. And so he's paying it forward. And that's what he's asking the students to do. And if the students, if all of them are not going to do it, and some of them are going to be punks and take advantage of the situation, probably, but many of them are going to be so appreciative. And hopefully they pay it forward. So can you think of an example of how you've paid it forward? And I've got a text here that says, Scoot, when did you pay it forward? And pay it forward, and you and pay it forward are all capitalized. So I think the person's kind of yelling at me, like, Scoot, when did you pay it forward? I mean, that's how I interpret that. I said a few minutes ago, I'm thinking about ways that I've paid it forward, and I can't think of any real classic examples other than I have paid for groceries of people in line in front of me. They had to put aside an item, or they couldn't afford it, or a card wasn't good, and I've said, I will take care of this, and I paid it. There are things like that that I've done, and you know, I think we should look for those ways for us to just be nice to other people. For example, if somebody stops on the road, if you have a flat tire, and somebody stops on the road and helps you fix a flat tire, okay, to pay it forward would mean you would fix somebody else's flat tire. But that doesn't mean you're going to find somebody who needs a tire changed. You might not come across somebody who has a flat tire. So in what other way do you feel like you've paid it back? If somebody's done something to you, did that have an impact on you to the point where you feel like you paid it forward? From Mandeville, John, you're on WWL.
Yes, good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I think it's a great topic. What I've done is I've seen several families at times through the years with special needs children in restaurants, and I've picked up their tabs. Because I go, for the grace of God, there go I. And also, I've seen some young military guys. It looked like they were in the reserve at Chick-fil-A one time, and they're to pay for the meals. But I had told the lady at the counter to get one of those packets of their really good chocolate chip chunk cookies and gave it to them on the way out and stuff like that. So,
and were you there for them to say thanks to you?
They were. Now, anytime I do a restaurant thing for these special needs, I try and get out of there before I. Because I don't want to feel obligated. I'm not after it. And I really don't tell anybody that I do these things because, really, if it's a charity, it's not for attention for me. It's just do what I do, right?
Well, that's the ultimate in giving is to do it and not do it expecting something or even expecting thanks in return. And somewhere in the Bible, there's something about, you know, doing good deeds for people without the need for notoriety.
Well, there's always people that that you never know what their situation is or anything like that, and that's why I'm always polite to people because generally you never know if they're having a bad day, if they're something happened in their family and stuff like this. It's just being kind is paying it forward, I think in everyday life.
Yeah. This past weekend, I walked up to a couple of people that I saw, one in a restaurant, a couple of people on the street. I saw them, young people in cap and gown, or some were just wearing a graduation cap, and I went up and just congratulated them. And in some cases, they actually stopped and talked to me, and I asked them where they were going to school and what they were going to do from this point on. And I don't really think that's paying it forward, but that's, you know, trying to think about how we can just be nice to other people.
Well, I think if you see somebody in a little bit less fortunate situation, you know, and you know, I've been in there when I was in school and, you know, selling plasma to get gas money and stuff like this. So when I see somebody at the, you know, at the counter having a little bit of trouble, you know, I'm like you. I don't mind pitching in, you know.
Yeah. John, I appreciate the call. It's nice to know that people who listen to this show are actually paying it forward. From Metairie, Ricky, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, you know, I'm listening to about this guy who paid all the student loans. I just think that is so wonderful. So, you know, giving.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, it's a blessing to those students that graduated. But, you know, I look at paying it forward, and I remember when I was in the military, I came home. And I was hurting, man, you know. I really was.
Emotionally or physically?
Both. Mm-hmm. And me, my wife, and my four-month-old son did not have a place to live. My family was mad at me for marrying the woman that I married. And so they wouldn't take us in. This man saw me with a U-Haul truck staying at one of these flea bag motels, and I was day working so I could pay for the hotel and food. Mm-hmm. And he came over to me, pulled up, and was in a big old Mercedes, you know, and he says, "Son, let me ask you a question." I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "What's going on with you?" So I explained it to him. He said, "Come with me." He said, "I think I can help you." And I said, "Well, sir, unless you give me a house to live in and get my utilities and all paid, you get them hooked up." He said, "Just get in the car with me and let's go."
I have to get to a break, Ricky, but I can't wait to get to the end of the story.
All right. Well, basically what it boiled down to is that he took me to a house that he owned, gave it to me for 6 months rent-free, and paid my utilities, all of them, for the 6 months.
Wow.
And that was that man paying it forward to me. And I've done my little bit of paying it forward when I see a family that needs help.
Ricky, that is
to help them anyway.
That is a really, really great story, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. And thanks for your service to our country. You know what? You know, sometimes when you want to talk about something positive, it's hard to get calls. I mean, this is amazing. I've got more people that want to talk about something that they did to pay it forward, or did somebody do something to you, and it was their way of paying it forward. And when you were hit with that moment of generosity, did it make you feel like you wanted to just go out and pay it forward? I know, you know, look, it's ugly conflict talk radio that, you know, is usually really popular, and we have our share of that, but it's really nice to take a little time and talk about something this positive. And it's all because this billionaire investor, Robert F. Smith, said at a commencement speech that he's going to pay off the student loans of every student in the graduating class. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. Yeah, I mean, can people count on you? Can you think of a time when you paid it forward? Now, we're also talking about robocalls, and here's an update on our Blue River Gumbo poll. Are you ever rude to robocallers? 75% say yes. 25% say no. God, as much as I hate them. I've been rude to a couple that keep calling, same ones keep calling me back with the same scam line. But I try not to be mean to them because I guess in a way they're just doing their job. I'm sorry that they called me, but they're just doing their job. Here's a text that says, Scoot, great meeting you last night. Appreciate that you came out to the party. We talked about great music from the 60s and 70s. I remember that very well. He says, we were entertained last night. Yeah, they had this, I don't know the name of the band, but there was a trio there last night. And then Faith Becknell got up and sang, and that was amazing. And then guess who was there? Al Carnival Time Johnson was there, and he got up and sang. And he said it was Carnival Time, and then he sang it's birthday time. That was just a fun event at Beck's on the lake in La Place. So, yes, I enjoyed meeting you as well. From the North Shore, Michael, you're on WWL. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, hey, Scoot, yeah. No, I mean, I got another way of looking at it. I mean, I think this guy's a billionaire. Look, there wasn't no sacrifice. I mean, y'all putting him on a pedestal, make him. That's a, I mean, for a billionaire, that's a, I mean, they said on the morning news, the morning CBS morning news, that it come out to about $50 million what he's got to pay, but that's a tax write-off, man. Come on, man. For a billionaire.
So, Michael, you are critical.
I mean, there's no sacrifice. There's no sacrifice. It ain't like buying somebody $100 worth of groceries when you only make $500 a week or $400. I mean, that's a sacrifice. But
I do get your point. But you would be critical. Yeah. You would be critical of everybody that donates anything.
No. I mean, I don't mind, you know, paying it for, I mean, helping somebody out. But when it's a sacrifice to you, that's when you help somebody out.
But there are rich. So you're against.
Come on, don't be so naive,
Michael,
man.
Michael, you're against every rich person giving money.
No, it's a tax write-off.
I get that,
write-off.
but even
gotta give money
okay,
away
Michael, I get that, but you're against that, right?
No, I'm not against it, but I mean,
you're criticizing. What's the difference between Robert
no
F's?
Sacrifice. What? It's no sacrifice. But it's no.
I never, Michael.
Sacrifice.
Michael, well, if
it
you would
hurt,
just, Michael, hey,
book,
Michael,
you know?
If you would take a moment to listen. Instead of just talking, maybe you would actually hear something.
I'm trying to get my point across before you cut me off, too. So.
You've got your point across. So
yeah,
you're
listen, okay.
You're against rich people doing something nice or donating money to charities because it is a write-off. But Michael, why is Robert F. Smith any different from anybody else who gives money? And
because if you're a billionaire, $50 million, that's a you ain't gonna lose nothing. That's a tax.
Well, President Trump claimed. President Trump claimed to give. Hey, Michael, listen,
yeah.
Okay, calm down, dude. Man,
yeah.
Next time, take the whole Prozac, man. Don't break it in half, okay?
Just
relax.
Well,
yeah. You're getting your point across. So,
yeah,
President...
Well, you calm down, too, because you can get out of the box, too. So.
President...
Yeah.
Then why bother calling the show, Michael? You called me. Do you want?
There's another side. I mean, y'all trying to put this guy on a pedestal and make him look all rosy and like he's somebody special.
Okay.
That's a tax write-off, man.
So, I know it's a tax write-off, and I never said...
But
Michael,
he's on a stage.
There's a polite way for me to say this, and so I'm going to say it very politely. Michael, shut up.
Okay.
I'm sorry, shut up.
Yeah, I can tell you, look, before you cross the street again, watch the traffic before you cross the street.
All right,
again.
Michael, let me, you know, I can hang up on you and respond to you, or I can respond to you while you're on the phone.
I mean,
it's your choice.
I can hit by a motorbike
All right, Michael, you know what? Goodbye. Screw him. Yeah, we're going to tell you something. Screw this guy. Stupid. But I mean, it's fun because, you know, I get so many comments about people like Michael calling the show. I mean, because the stupid calls get a lot of attention. So, Michael, I guess I should thank you. I never said that Robert F. Smith sacrificed anything. He is a billionaire. But there are billionaires who don't do that. There are billionaires that give away things, that give away money, and it is a tax deduction for them. President Trump allegedly has given millions and millions to charities. I don't know if we really have a strong record of that, but he allegedly did that. Would Michael have criticized President Trump, Donald Trump, for giving away millions because he's a billionaire? Do you see how hateful it is to just be mad at somebody because they're giving something away? Maybe there's another reason why Michael on the North Shore is upset with Robert F. Smith, but he doesn't know how to articulate it. Yeah, that's for you, Michael. I mean, seriously, really? I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.